think I am becoming influenced by Goran on the left side and by Krishna Jivani on the right side.
Mislim da na mene utječu Goran sa desne strane i Krishna Jivani.
Yes. Thank you. So I would like to explain now a little bit about the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and I think I would like to invite our Dario on the stage, because we have given a similar lecture already in Dubrovnik, and he will know the words.
Znači, guru dati lekciju o praksi mantra na Hare Krishna Maha mantra i Bhakta Dario će prevesti.
But I want to thank our talented bhajan group very much for their very enthusiastic singing.
Ali želim zahvaliti našoj bhajan grupi na vrlo entuzijastičnom pjevanju.
Yeah, and you have also sung so enthusiastic that this boat's house or whatever it is has now a transcendental atmosphere.
Pjevali smo tako divno da je ovaj jedriličarski klub došao u transcendentalnu atmosferu.
Yes, dobro. All right. I think, Janaka Maharaj, we need some more stolitsas, the devotees who have been on the stage. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The first time when I saw the devotees of Krishna, it was the year 1969 or 1970.
Prvi puta kada sam sreo Krishnine bhakte bilo je to 1969. ili 70.
That time I was very sad.
U to vrijeme bio sam vrlo tužan.
I was looking TV and there was the concert, the funeral concert for Brian Jones, who was a musician whom I knew and appreciated for his creativity.
Na televiziji sam gledao pogreb Briana Jonesa, muzičara kojeg sam cijenio kao njegov talent i kreativnost.
Yes. Mick Jagger was there in the TV and saying we are very sorry. He was not sorry. That our dear band member Brian Jones has died so sadly.
Mick Jagger je tamo govorio: nama je vrlo žao što je naš član benda Brian Jones umro, ali zapravo nije mu bilo žao.
And I was remembering I cried at that time because I knew the Stones from their first concerts in Hamburg.
I moram priznati da sam tada mi je bilo žao jer sam poznavao Stonese još od njihovog prvog koncerta u Hamburgu.
Then after this speech and concert, the scene on the TV set changed completely.
A poslije toga se na televizoru potpuno promijenila slika.
Yes, there were the devotees of Krishna chanting Hare Krishna.
Pojavili su se Krišnini bhakte kako pjevaju Hare Krishna.
I was shocked, I was happy, I was crying and I was smiling all at the same time.
Bio sam šokiran, sretan, plakao sam i smijao se sve u isto vrijeme.
I thought how strange these people are and how attractive.
Mislio sam kako su čudni ovi ljudi, a kako privlačni.
Maybe they have knowledge of a different type of life.
Možda oni imaju znanje o drugačijem tipu života.
Maybe they know what has happened to this musician.
Možda oni znaju što se dogodilo s tim muzičarom.
My youthful imagination was on fire.
Moja mladenačka mašta bila je zapaljena.
Little did I know that I had found at that moment a friend to whom I would become more and more friendly in my life.
I tada mi još nije bilo jasno da sam u tom trenutku upoznao prijatelja koji će mi sve više i više tijekom života postati veći prijatelj.
I had found the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Upoznao sam Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
At that time when I looked at TV, the Hare Krishna Mantra gave me some peace in my mind.
U tom trenutku kada sam gledao televiziju, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra mi je dala mir uma.
But later I found out that the Hare Krishna Mantra gives much more than only peace of mind.
No kasnije sam saznao da Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daje mnogo više od mira uma.
When it is chanted properly, it can give us the highest states of spiritual realization.
Kada se pravilno mantra, ona nam može podariti najviše stupnjeve duhovne realizacije.
See, you must know that there are three types of sounds.
Morate znati da postoje tri vrste zvuka.
Vaikarika nada, Pashyanti nada and Paranada. Vaikarika nada is the sound which is created by voice, by the voice or by objects who come together.
Prvi tip vaikarika nada je zvuk koji nastaje glasom ili dodirom dvaju predmeta.
Yes, it's grubi sound, material sound.
To je grubi materijalni zvuk.
The next type of sound is Pashyanti nada, or sound which is much more subtle. It's something like an inner sound.
Druga vrsta je Pashyanti nada i to je mnogo suptilniji zvuk, nešto kao unutarnji zvuk.
Yes, I think you all have heard this sound, for instance, in dreams.
Vjerujem da ste svi čuli takav zvuk, recimo u snovima.
You see a scene in your dream and you hear some music and so on.
Na primjer, u snovima vidite neke prizore, također s njima i zvukove.
Or maybe you walk through the town or through the forest and all of a sudden you hear in your inner ear a song which you have long forgotten but which begins to stir your heart anew.
Ili možda dok šećete gradom ili šumom, odjednom vam se negdje u unutrašnjosti uha pojavi melodija koja vam ponovo potiče srce.
There's no external orchestra.
Nema izvanjskog orkestra.
But there's something inside, an inner sound, an inner voice, and so on.
Ali postoji nešto iznutra, neki unutarnji glas, unutarnji zvuk.
And very often this sound is combined with images, you begin to see things.
I vrlo često takav zvuk je povezan sa slikama, vi vidite neke prizore.
Yes. Here's now a vaikarika sound, a grubi sound, by our restless young boy. Can we help you? Has any one of you a screen for the type, a slide projection? A doti. I would suggest that you sit down for a while because concentration is so difficult in this age of Kali. Yes. So, yes, very often this inner sound or Pashyanti sound is accompanied by some visions.
I vrlo često taj unutarnji zvuk je povezan sa nekim vizijama.
Yes, all of a sudden you see sound and you you hear sound and you see something.
Iznena da nešto začujete i ugledate.
Here hearing and seeing is the same.
Ovdje je slušanje i viđenje istovjetno.
The last is paranada or transcendental sound.
A treća vrsta je paranada ili transcendentalni zvuk.
And listen to this. Hear the object of the sound and the sound itself are identical.
I na ovom stupnju je objekt i zvuk koji predstavlja taj ovdje objekt istovjetan.
My spiritual master has often said when say the name Mr. John is not there.
Moj duhovni učitelj je znao reći da kada izgovorimo na primjer ime gospodin John nije tu prisutan.
But when we say the name Krishna, because it is a transcendental name, that the sound is identical with the object of the sound, Krishna is fully there.
Ali kada izgovorimo Krishna, koje je transcendentalno ime, i budući da zvuk nije različit od objekta, Krishna je ovdje prisutan.
In fact, transcendental sound is so powerful that if you chant it properly, then you will see how from the sound Krishna appears.
I ukoliko pažljivo mantrate ovaj transcendentalni zvuk, vidjet ćete kako se iz tog zvuka Krishna pojavljuje.
In that sound Krishna is present.
U tom zvuku Krishna je prisutan.
And when you chant it properly, from that sound Krishna appears and becomes visible.
I ukoliko pravilno mantrate, iz tog zvuka Krishna se pojavljuje i biva vidljiv.
Yes. This is the power of transcendental sound.
To je moć transcendentalnog zvuka.
I think those of you who have studied a little bit Indian philosophy or Asian philosophy, they have heard the motto, the way and the goal are the same.
Neki od vas koji ste proučavali indijsku ili azijsku filozofiju, mogli ste čuti za moto, put je cilj.
Yes, put je cilj, yes, yes. And most probably sometimes you have wondered, what does this exactly mean?
I vjerojatno ste se ponekad pitali što to zapravo znači.
Yes. One of our acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, has said that this phrase is true when it comes to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Jedan naš acharya, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, rekao je da je ta izreka točna kada se odnosi na Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
We chant Hare Krishna to become God realized.
Mi mantramo Hare Krishna Maha Mantru kako bi spoznali Boga.
But the sound is already God.
Ali zvuk je sam Bog.
Let me please give you an example so that this becomes clearer.
Htio bih vam dati jedan primjer da vam to razjasnim.
Once there was a beggar who had never seen gold.
Jednom je bio jedan prosjak koji nikada nije vidio zlato.
He came one day to the king and said, "Can you show me gold?"
On je jednog dana prišao kralju i upitao ga, možeš li mi pokazati zlato?
And because the king saw that the beggar was a good man, he said, yes, you walk up the staircase and then when you see a door, you open this door and then you look into my royal treasury.
I budući da je kralj vidio kako je taj prosjek dobrog karaktera, on mu je rekao, u redu, popenji s ovim stepenicama i na vrhu su vrata. Kada ih otvoriš, vidjet ćeš moju kraljevsku riznicu.
Everything behind that door is made of solid gold.
I sve iza tih vratiju je napravljeno od čistog zlata.
The beggar did so. He climbed up the staircase, opened the door, and yes, he saw everything in that big room to be of that wonderful metal gold.
I prosjek je to doista učinio. Popeo se u stepenicu, otvorio vrata i sve u prostoriji bilo je puno zlata.
But then he thought with the staircase, what was with the staircase?
Ali onda se on upitao, ali stepenice, što je sa stepenicama?
And he looked at the staircase and now where he had seen gold, he understood the staircase was also made of gold.
I tada se on osvrnuo i sada, kada je znao kako izgleda zlato, mogao je shvatiti da su i stepenice bile napravljene zlato.
But he not, didn't know before.
Ali on to prije nije znao.
Here, this is an example how the way is the goal.
I to je primjer kako je put cilj.
The way is gold and the zeal is gold.
Put je zlato i cilj je zlato.
So let us ask ourselves the question, what do we have to do so that we realize that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is identical with Krishna?
A sada se možemo pitati što moramo učiniti kako bi shvatili da je ime gospodina jednako istovjetno samom Krišni.
When you chant it with full perfection, you can actually find that Krishna will appear, he will stand next to you and he will say, I'm like this.
Kada mantrate na savršenom nivou, tada možete iskusiti kako se Krišna pojavlja pored vas i govori vam, ja sam ovakav.
Do you all have made this realization already?
Da li ste svi vi već do sada dostigli tu realizaciju?
I think not all of us have made this realization.
Mislim da nisu svi od nas dostigli tu realizaciju.
We are like the beggar who is somewhere in the middle of the staircase or at the beginning of the staircase and who does not realize that it is also made of gold.
Mi smo baš poput ovog prosjaka koji je negdje na sredini ili tek na početku stepenica i još ne shvaća da su one sačinjene od zlata.
So often I see some of you who chant fully inattentive when they chant.
Tako često viđam mnoge od vas kako mandrate posve nepažljivo.
You do not chant always as if you realize that Krishna is identical with the sound. Otherwise you would be in total ecstasy and not inattentive.
Ne možete shvatiti da se Krishna ne razlikuje od svog imena i zbog toga mantrate nepažljivo. Inače bili bi u potpunom blaženstvu.
Well, to realize that Krishna is identical with his holy name, you first of all have to learn to hear properly.
Da biste spoznali kako se Krishna ne razlikuje od svog imena, ponajprije morate naučiti pažljivo pravilno slušati.
Most of the time we don't see, but we oversee.
Mnogo puta mi ne vidimo, već previdimo.
Most of the time we don't hear, but we overhear.
Najčešće mi ne čujemo, nego prečujemo.
Prečujemo, yes, something. So we need to learn how to hear really, how to listen.
Zato moramo naučiti kako doista čuti, slušati.
What it means is we need to concentrate our mind totally on the sound.
A to znači da se moramo naučiti potpuno usredotočiti na zvuk.
Our mind should become like a laser.
Naš um mora postati poput lasera.
I want to tell you a very, very interesting experiment which I have made.
Želio bih vam podijeliti s vama jedno vrlo zanimljivo iskustvo koje sam učinio.
I think you know that some of us Hare Krishna devotees do yoga exercises for health reasons.
Vjerujem da znate da neki od nas Hare Krishna bhakta rade yoga vježbe zbog zdravstvenih razloga.
There is one exercise where you learn to concentrate your full attention on your breathing.
Postoji jedna vježba u kojoj se vježbate svoju pažnju usredotočiti na disanje.
You concentrate your mind on the inhaling and exhaling breath.
Koncentrirate se na udisaj i izdisaj.
Then after some time you begin to concentrate your mind this sounds a little funny but it works on the place in the nose where the inhaling breath comes in.
I sad ovo možda može zvučati neobično, ali u jednom trenutku počinjete se koncentrirati na mjesto na nosu u kojem zrak ulazi u nos.
You will find that some wall of the nose it's a little cooler. This means here the breathing hits the wall of the nose.
I možete osjetiti kako na jednom mjestu je nosnice su malo hladnije i na tom mjestu zrak udara u nos.
By the way, this is a very, very ancient yogic breathing exercise, so please don't laugh.
Usput, ovo je vrlo drevna jogička vježba disanja i nemojte se smijati.
And then all of a sudden you notice your mind has become very sharp.
I u jednom trenutku primijetite kako je vaš um postao vrlo oštar.
You are extremely sensitive.
Postajete vrlo osjetljivi.
At this time you can wander with your mind through the body as if you go through a skyscraper.
I možete svojim umom lutati diljem duš tijela kao po neboderu.
Your body becomes almost like glass through which you can see.
Vaše tijelo kao da postaje stakleno i možete gledati kroz njega.
And all of a sudden you notice how from one of the energy circles a fountain of energy comes.
I možete osjetiti kako iz jednog energetskog kruga izvire fontana energije.
Fontana, yes, it is really like a fontana, it is the kundalini shakti.
I to je doista baš kao fontana, to se naziva kundalini shakti.
Yes, at that time your perception of reality totally changes.
U tom trenutku se vaša percepcija stvarnosti potpuno mijenja.
I know, see, my dear guests, this is not our process, and it sounds very fascinating. But we don't really do, I only do this for I have done this for health reasons.
Dragi gosti, ja znam da to izgleda i zvuči fascinantno, ali mi to zapravo ne radimo kao praksu, ja to samo zbog zdravstvenih razloga.
My point is that there is a process of concentration where your mind begins to perceive things which are just very unusual.
Moja poanta je da postoji proces kojim možete dovesti um u takvo stanje u kojem stvari percipirate na vrlo neobičan način.
There is an art in the Vedic times, it's called one of the 64 arts, where you can receive any package, you just hold it to the head, boom, and because your mind is trained, you know what's in the package.
Postoji jedna od 64 vedskih vještina kojima možete samo uzeti jedan paket, prisloniti ga na čelo i s pomoću usredsređenog uma možete shvatiti šta je u tom paketu.
This art was learned, was taught in the old gurukuls, and we hear that Krishna learned it also.
Ta vještina je bila podučavana u drevnim gurukulama i možemo čitati kako je Krishna naučio tu vještinu.
What I mean to say, on whatever you concentrate your mind, the mind can develop very interesting potencies.
Ono što želim reći je, kamo god usmjerite svoj um, tada um može razviti vrlo zanimljive sposobnosti.
Most of the people do not concentrate. Their mind is all over like a many-branched river.
Najveći broj ljudi se zapravo uopće ne može koncentrirati i njihov um nalikuje razgranatoj rijeci.
But the moment you concentrate your mind, you will see so many things which you have not seen before.
U trenutku kada usredotočite svoj um, vidjet ćete toliko stvari koje prije niste vidjeli.
This were just two examples what is possible.
To su bila samo dva primjera što je moguće.
Now the moment you decide to concentrate your mind on the sound vibration of God, you will begin to see and realize things which previously were unnoticed by you.
I u trenutku kada odlučite usredotočiti svoj um na zvučnu vibraciju Boga, tada ćete biti u stanju vidjeti neke stvari koje su vam prije bile potpuno nevidljive.
If someone chants the holy name with full
mantru povlačeći um sa svih ostalih sadržaja, on će primijetiti da se prije svega njegov život mijenja.
What it means in philosophical terms that his karma changes.
I to filozofskim rječnikom znači da se njegova karma mijenja.
I want to just focus your attention for 3 minutes on this word karma.
Sad bih vas na 3 minute htio vašu pažnju usmjeriti na riječ karma.
There are two types of karma.
Postoje dvije vrste karme.
Manifest and unmanifest.
Manifestirana i nemanifestirana.
The manifest karma is what you can see, your physical body and your present life, your income and all the circumstances your amount of beauty or ugliness and so on, the circumstances which surround you.
Manifestirana karma se odnosi na vaše tijelo, na situaciju u kojoj se nalazite, vaše prihode, općenito uvjete u kojima živite.
You have obtained this due to previous activities.
I sve to ste ostvarili zbog prethodnih aktivnosti.
As an example I gave in Dubrovnik that someone who has a very bad smell from the mouth.
U Dubrovniku sam dao primjer da netko ko ima veoma loš zadah iz ustiju.
In Vishnu Sangita it says that such a person most probably spoke bad about people in a previous life.
U Vishnu Sangiti je rečeno da je on u prošlom životu vrlo vjerojatno ružno govorio drugim ljudima.
I do not mean really, you know, no one has always a fresh breath.
Ne želim reći da svi uvijek imaju svjež dah.
Tvoj preludni, yes.
Prirodno.
Yes, yes. But when you when someone's mouth smells like a graveyard, then
kad vaš dah zaudara kao groblje.
He has most properly talked very bad about others and now has a manifest karmic reaction.
I on je vrlo vjerojatno nekada ranije govorio loše o drugim ljudima i sada ima to kao manifestiranu karmu.
There are people in India who just need to look at you and can see what you have done in your previous life.
Postoje ljudi u Indiji kojima je dovoljno da vas samo pogledaju i da znaju što ste radili u prošlom životu.
Yes. And then there is the unmanifest karma.
A zatim postoji i nemanifestirana karma.
That is what is yet to come.
A to se odnosi na ono što tek ima doći.
What is not yet manifest.
Ono što još nije manifestirano.
Our future.
Naša budućnost.
That what comes up into our lives.
Ono što nam tek prilazi u životu.
Yes. So these two types of karma are destroyed when you begin to concentrate really on the chanting of the holy name.
I te dvije vrste karme bivaju uništene kada doista pažljivo počnete se koncentrirati na sveto ime Gospodine.
I have seen devotees who were very sick, who had cancer in their heart, and when not in their heart, in their body. And when they started to chant, the cancer went away. That means their manifest karma went away.
Imao sam prilike vidjeti neke bakte koji su imali rak u svom tijelu i kada bi počeli mantrati, taj rak bi nestao. To znači da im se karma zapravo promijenila.
You can see that the character of devotee changes.
Možete vidjeti da se karakter bakta mijenja.
What is important, what is unimportant to them changes.
Mijenja se ono što je važno i ono što nije važno za njih.
These are all examples of how the karma changes.
To su sve primjeri kako se karma mijenja.
In India there is a story of one person called Valmiki Dasaratnakar.
U Indiji postoji priča o jednoj osobi koja se zove Dasaratnaka.
He was a murderer.
On je bio ubojica.
Now one day he confronted a saint, Narada Muni, and he just wanted to kill him to steal whatever he had.
Jednog dana sreo je sveca Narada Munija i htio ga ubiti i ukrasti što god je on imao.
And Narada Muni said, before you kill me, do you know that you get karma for this?
I Narada Muni je rekao, prije nego što me ubiješ, razmisli da ćeš dobiti karmu za ovo.
And by his abilities he showed this murder his own future.
I svojim moćima on je pokazao tom ubojici njegovu vlastitu budućnost.
Yes, and the murderer saw that he was killed in the future.
I ubojica je mogao vidjeti da je i sam ubijen u budućnosti.
The murderer asked, is there anything that I can do to become free of my karma?
I onda ubojica je rekao, postoji li nešto što me može osloboditi ove karme?
Yes, said Narada Muni, you can chant the names of God.
Da, rekao je Narada Muni, možeš pjevati imena Boga.
Oh, said the murderer, I'm a murderer, I can't really start chanting.
Ubojica je rekao, ne, ja sam ubojica, ja ne mogu početi pjevati.
Okay, said Narada Muni, but you like death, isn't it?
Dobro, rekao je Narada Muni, ali ti voliš smrt.
Well, death is my profession, he, the murderer said.
Pa da, smrt je moja profesija, rekao je ubojica.
Then I have one suggestion.
Tad imam jedan prijedlog.
Why don't you chant the name of death?
Zašto ne bi mantrao ime smrti?
Maybe the powerful death, a death of the, you know, because you have killed so many people, if you chant the name of death, you will be forgiven by death itself.
Budući da si ubio toliko ljudi, ukoliko ćeš pjevati ime smrti, možda će ti smrt oprostiti.
The murderer, who was afraid of the future reactions of his bad activities, started to say, oh, all right, I try.
Ubojica koji se bojao reakcija na svoje grešne djelatnosti, rekao je, u redu, pokušat ću.
The name of death is Mara.
A ime smrti je Mara.
Let me chant for you what the murderer chanted.
Sada ću vam mantrati ono što je taj ubojica mantra.
Mara, 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 rama, 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 rama. When you chant Mara, it somehow turns in the mouth and becomes Rama.
Kada mantrate Mara, nekako vam se to okrene u ustima i vi počnete mantrati Rama.
And Rama is the name of God.
A Rama je ime gospodina, Boga.
So this murderer was tricked into chanting the names of Rama.
I taj ubojica je bio prevaren i počeo mantrati ime Rame.
And as we have discussed so far, that chanting of the names of God changes your manifest karma. That means your conditionings, your character, your personality.
I kao što smo objasnili, takvo pjevanje je promijenilo njegovu karmu, to znači njegovu osobnost, karakter.
Just by chanting Mara Mara Rama 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 Rama, this murderer became a great saint.
I samo pjevajući to ime, taj ubojica postaje veliki svetac.
And later he wrote the wonderful book called Ramayana.
I kasnije je napisao predivnu knjigu pod nazivom Ramayana.
He was known, his initiated name is Valmiki.
Njegovo inicirano ime je Valmiki.
Isn't this wonderful?
Zar to nije zadivljuće?
This shows you the power of the holy name.
To vam pokazuje snagu svetog imena.
There is something much more than just destroying karma.
Ali postoji nešto mnogo više od pukog uništavanja karme.
When you chant the names of Krishna properly, you develop a love in your heart.
Kada pravilno mantrate imena gospodina, u vašem srcu razvija se ljubav.
Now you may say, well, I think I have a lot of love in my heart, I'm from Split.
Sad vi možete reći, ja mislim da imam dovoljno ljubavi u svom srcu, ja sam iz Splita.
I feel it, the springtime is coming and the love is coming.
Osjećam to, proljeće dolazi, ljubav dolazi.
See, what we know in this world of love is only a tiny little drop in comparison to the ocean.
Ali zapravo ono što mi poznajemo u ovom svijetu kao ljubav je zapravo samo kapljica u usporedbi sa oceanom.
Yes, love of Krishna is the original energy of the living entity.
Ljubav prema Krišni je izvorna energija živog bića.
But when this love is no longer directed towards Krishna, but let us say towards a beautiful person in the world, it can become transformed into lust.
Ali kada se ta ljubav više nije usmjerena prema Krišni, već prema nekoj lijepoj osobi u ovom svijetu, tada ta ljubav postaje požuda.
Or when this love for Krishna is taken away from Krishna and becomes focused on money or on success, it can turn into greed.
Ili ako se ta ljubav prema Krišni preusmjeri na novac ili uspjeh, tada ona postaje pohlepa.
When the love for Krishna is turned away from Krishna and is put on human beings, it becomes samilost.
A kada se ta ljubav prema Krišni usmjeri prema drugim živim bićima, tada ta ljubav postaje samilost.
Love for Krishna is the original, the ecstatic ocean of emotions.
Ljubav prema Krišni je izvorna, ona je ekstatični ocean osjećanja.
But in this world, this love has dressed itself in many prison dresses.
Ali u ovom svijetu ta ljubav se presvukla u brojne zatvoreničke odjeće.
Yes, it is no longer the free love, the ecstasy.
Ona više nije slobodna ljubav, blaženstvo,
but it becomes lust or greed or in any way materially influenced.
I ona postaje
selfishness, we say.
Ona postaje ili pretvara se ili u požudu ili pohlepu, na neki način biva materijalno utjecana.
There are different levels of this imprisoned love.
Postoji više nivoa te zatočene ljubavi.
The first is trishna or thirst.
Na prvi nivo je trishna ili žeđ.
In this mode of loving you do not accept that the other person has a right for himself.
U tom stupnju ljubavi vi ne priznajete drugome pravo na sebe.
You consider the person like a glass of water which you totally use for your own purposes.
Na tom nivou vi koristite osobu kao čašu vode potpuno za svoju svrhu.
On this level a man will abuse a woman, for instance.
Na tom nivou muškarac će na primjer zlostavljati ženu.
Then there is one level which is a little higher.
Zatim jedan stupanj više.
Then there is a feeling of love which feels like butterflies in the stomach.
I to je osjećaj ljubavi nalik na leptire u želucu.
Here the other person is recognized a little bit more.
I tu se druga osoba malo više prepoznaje.
Then there is deep friendship.
Zatim postoji duboko prijateljstvo.
Where you want to only give something to a friend without taking anything.
Kada želite svom prijatelju jednostavno nešto dati bez da išta primate.
Different words, 64 words of love in Sanskrit.
Postoje različite riječi, 64 vrste riječi za ljubav u sanskritu.
And when finally the love is free, it is love of Godhead.
I konačno kada se ljubav oslobodi, ona postaje ljubav prema Bogu.
And this ljubav includes everything.
A ona uključuje sve ostalo.
It's a very free form of love which we rarely meet in this world.
To je vrlo slobodan oblik ljubavi kojeg vrlo rijetko susrećemo u ovom svijetu.
By chanting Hare Krishna, this love, our love becomes liberated.
I mantranjem Hare Krishna ta ljubav biva oslobođena.
So let me now in concluding give you a few tips how to make your chanting work like this.
I sada bih vam kao zaključak htio dati nekoliko savjeta kako da unaprijedite svoje mantranje.
When you chant the mantra, the concentration is so important.
Kada mantrate mantru, koncentracija je jako važna.
This is very difficult because our mind is so like a little monkey, run.
To je vrlo teško zato što je naš um poput malog majmuna, trči.
Yes, trči. Yes, if you want, we can make a little experiment on this.
Ako želite, možemo učiniti mali eksperiment na to.
When I make like this, I will give you some work to do with your mind.
Kada zazvonim sa karatalima, onda ću vam dati mali posao za um.
And when I make like this, the work is finished.
A kada još jednom zazvonim, posao je gotov.
I know you, it's an evening time and no one wants to work at this time.
Znam da je večer i da niko ne želi raditi u ovo doba.
But this will be very hard work.
A ovo će biti vrlo težak rad.
Are you ready?
Da li ste spremni?
Sit down properly.
Ispravno.
Okay, iskrenin, molim te. You are very discreet, yes. Thank you.
Hvala.
Okay. please do not think of this thing here.
Molim vas, nemojte razmišljati o ovom ovdje predmetu.
Please close your eyes.
Molim vas, zatvorite oči.
And don't think of the thing.
I nemojte razmišljati o tom predmetu.
You can absolutely not think of the thing.
Molim vas, nemojte razmišljati uopće o tom predmetu.
Hvala puno. Of what were you thinking?
O čemu ste razmišljali?
I think my point is clear. You can't force the mind. The mind usually forces you.
Moja poanta je jasna. Ne možete prisiliti um. Um najčešće prisili vas.
I don't know if you could concentrate on the task because it was a little ridiculous. But when you tell your mind, don't think of this, it thinks of this.
Možda nije vam upalio ovaj pokus jer je doista apsurdno, ali kad mu kažete nemoj misliti na to, on upravo na to misli.
So most of the time when we try to concentrate our mind, it just does not you know, if we want to concentrate it and bring it away from the material world, it doesn't work.
Najčešće kada pokušavamo svoj um odvojiti od materijalnih stvari, ne uspijeva.
But it can work if you concentrate the mind on something positive.
Ali može upaliti ukoliko usredotočite svoj um na nešto pozitivno.
That's the Hare Krishna mantra.
A to je Hare Krishna mantra.
Once Prabhupada was asked to concentrate our mind, should we do some breathing exercises?
Jednom su upitali Šila Prabhupada da li treba raditi neke vježbe disanja da bi se bolje koncentrirali.
And he said, no, just here, that's sufficient.
Šila Prabhupada je rekao, ne, samo slušajte, to je dovoljno.
Because the sound will concentrate your mind.
Zato što će zvuk koncentrirati vaš um.
There's only one very simple rule. Wherever your mind goes, from there you have to bring it back.
Postoji samo jedno vrlo jednostavno pravilo. Gdje god da vaš um odluta, vi ga jednostavno vratite natrag.
Like a little dog with whom you are on a walk. Wherever it goes, you go fifi, dođite, dođite.
Baš kao mali pas s kojim šećete. Fifi, dođi, dođi.
You can practice this.
Možete to vježbati.
After some time you will become successful.
I nakon nekog vremena postaćete uspješni.
And the mind will stay with you.
I vaš um će ostati s vama.
So when you chant, the first rule is to always bring it back into to the sound of the holy name.
I kada mantrate, prvo pravilo je da uvijek vraćate um na zvuk svetog imena.
The other thing which is very helpful is chant your japa or your rounds in the association of good chanters.
I drugo pravilo je da mantrate svoje krugove u društvu osoba koje dobro mantraju.
Or if you cannot have such an association, chant it in an atmosphere free of the disturbances of mundane life.
Ili ukoliko to nije moguće za vas, onda pokušajte mantrati u uvjetima koje su slobodne od uznemirenja svjetovnog života.
This is a very good tip.
Ovo je vrlo dobar savjet.
In your apartment you should have one TV room.
U svom stanu trebali biste imati jednu sobu za TV.
TV, I don't mean this mind disturbing machine or the one-eyed guru.
Pod TV-om ne podrazumijevam onaj uređaj za uznemiravanje uma ili jednog gurua.
I mean television, the far-seeing room.
Pod televizijom mislim sobu za daleko viđenje.
I mean a room which is dedicated for spiritual purposes.
Ili sobu koja je posvećena duhovnim svrhama.
Or if you are poor like all of us, then one corner in the room.
Ili ukoliko ste siromašni kao svi mi, onda možda jedan kutak u sobi.
Make an altar there.
Napravite tamo oltar.
Yes. And then sit every day on the same place and chant facing your altar.
I tada svakog dana sjednite na to mjesto i mantrite pred svojim oltarom.
Yes. If possible, you should be facing east.
po mogućnosti okrenite se na istok.
Yes, so we must have the altar you know, in such a way that you in the east part of your room.
Tako biste oltar trebali postaviti na istočnoj strani svoje sobe.
And then every day you go to the same place and you sit there.
I tako svakog dana dođete na jedno mjesto i sjednete.
And you work every day on concentrating your mind on the sound.
I svakog dana radite usredotočujući svoj um na zvuk.
After some time you will feel that you have worked up an energy field in this in your seat.
I nakon nekog vremena osjetit ćete kako ste stvorili energetsko polje oko tog vašeg mjesta.
In India you will find many of these baithaks. They are sitting places of great saints. They would always come and do their meditation on these places, nowhere else.
U Indiji možete naći na veliki broj tih bajtaka ili mjesta za sjedenje na kojim su veliki sveci dolazili i samo na tim mjestima mantrali.
And even now when you go to these places you feel the influence of these saints and their spiritual practice there.
I čak i danas kada dođete na ta mjesta možete osjetiti utjecaj tih svetaca i njihove duhovne prakse na tim mjestima.
It helps if you sit properly.
Pomaže ukoliko pravilno sjedite.
Don't walk.
Nemojte šetati.
Walking agitates the mind.
Šetanje uznemiruje um.
Try to sit.
Pokušajte sjediti.
And then concentrate.
I zatim koncentrirajte.
Have a picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, of Krishna.
Imajte sliku Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada i Krishna.
To je sve.
I to je sve.
Very good.
Vrlo dobro.
Yes. And then chant in a way that you want to please Krishna.
I mantrajte na način da zadovoljite Krishnu.
See, we often sing the Hare Krishna mantra, and the singing is best when you sing for Krishna.
Vidite, mi često pjevamo Hare Krishna i to pjevanje najbolje kada ga radimo za Krishna.
In this way you can also chant your mantra, your japa for Krishna, for the transcendental ears of the Supreme.
I na isti način možete mantrati Hare Krishna za zadovoljstvo Krishne, za njegove transcendentalne uši.
And then comes the last thing.
I sada dolazi zadnja stvar.
Chant with enthusiasm.
Mantrajte sa entuzijazmom.
When you chant with enthusiasm, you will quickly break through this wall of laziness or dullness or splitski atmosferski.
I kada mantrate s entuzijazmom, onda ćete probiti vrlo brzo taj zid ljenosti, tuposti ili splitske atmosfere.
Yes, there's nothing wrong. Split is nice. I'm just saying the material atmosphere, I could also say.
Ne želim reći da split nije lijep, ali jednostavno možda taj materijalna atmosfera.
And chant in a way that you feel it is possible that Krishna can also reveal himself to you in this chanting practice.
I mantrate na takav način da vam se Krishna može razotkriti tijekom te prakse mantranja.
These are some guidelines so that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra will really reveal the Lord to you.
I ovo su neke smjernice pomoću kojima vam Hare Krishna Maha mantra doista može razotkriti gospodina.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that in the beginning states the chanting is like a pupoljak.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da u početnim stadijima je mantranje Hare Krishna baš poput pupoljka.
Yes. And then when you chant with full concentration and with love on in your heart, with or let us say affection in your heart, you will see how from the sound of Krishna the form of Krishna will slowly come.
I ukoliko pažljivo i sa osjećajem mantrate, moći ćete vidjeti kako se iz tog zvuka polako razvija oblik Krišne.
What it means, you will feel a divine presence in your chanting practice.
A to znači da ćete moći osjetiti božansku prisutnost tijekom svog mantranja.
My dear devotees, please take this a little bit more serious.
Dragi bakte, molim vas, prihvatite to malo zbiljnije.
Now, I think yesterday we could see in this program that many people are actually interested in spiritual life.
Sinoć smo mogli vidjeti na programu da je zapravo mnogo ljudi zainteresirano za duhovni život.
For me this program was one of my most wonderful programs.
za mene taj program je bio jedan od najljepših programa.
Because it was a little risky.
Jer bio je pomalo rizičan.
It was not many of the people who came for the first time, and they may not have come only for a spiritual program. They might have seen their beloved Göran singing.
Možda su sad došli tek prvi put na ovakav program i možda njihovi motivi nisu baš bili posve spiritualni, možda su samo željeli vidjeti svog voljenog Gorana.
Yes, but still they became attracted to the spiritual energy, especially at the end of the program.
Pa ipak su bili privučeni duhovnom energijom, posebice pri kraju programa.
And we did so many organizational mistakes that we could fill a lexica with it.
Napravili smo toliko mnogo organizacijskih pogrešaka da bismo mogli ispuniti leksikon.
But the wonder happened despite of us.
Ali čudo se događa usprkos nama.
Yes. So imagine if we could I wanted to say this shows many people are spiritually open actually.
Želim reći da je mnogo ljudi zapravo duhovno otvoreni.
I have seen especially in these parts of the world, Croatia and Macedonia and so on, people are really genuinely, they are open enough to think about spiritual things.
Pogotovo u ovim krajevima kao što su Hrvatska i Makedonija, vidio sam da su ljudi iskreni i otvoreni za ovu vrstu stvari.
Yes, but we need, as devotees of Krishna, we need to become a little bit more solid.
Ali mi kao krišteni bakte trebali bismo postati malo utemeljeniji.
Yes, we need to realize a little bit more about our own spiritual culture.
Trebali bismo spoznati malo više o svojoj vlastitoj duhovnoj kulturi.
Only then we can serve the people and give them a good example.
I jedino tada možemo služiti ljude i dati im dobar primjer.
Then we can do something like a spiritual revolution here.
I tada možemo učiniti nešto kao spiritualnu revoluciju ovdje.
Don't forget, the revolution starts in the heart, in your own heart.
Ne zaboravite, revolucija počinje u našim vlastitim srcima.
And this will happen if you become determined to make this practice of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all it can become.
I to će se dogoditi ukoliko odlučite ovu duhovnu praksu mantranja Hare Krishna Maha mantre dovesti do onog što ona doista može i biti.
Tomorrow I will leave Split for Zadar.
Sutra odlazim iz Splita za Zadar.
Yes, and I wanted to just say this. See, most of the devotees who are here this evening are practicing this spiritual path. Most of you are practicing the spiritual path.
I želim reći, većina od vas prakticira ovaj duhovni put.
And I therefore want to request you, please now make it a little bit more fine, your spiritual practice.
Iz toga bih vas zamolio, molim vas, unaprijedite malo svoju duhovnu praksu.
Yes, please go a little bit deeper.
Uđite malo dublje.
So that you can become better instruments in the hands of Krishna.
Tako da možete postati bolji instrumenti u rukama Krishna.
Yes, Split is a very nice town. People are so open and so. But I think our devotees here or we can become more deep.
Split je tako lijep grad i mnogi ljudi su otvoreni. No mi bakte ovdje mogli bi postati malo dublji.
And it starts really if you go deep into the practice of the Svetom imene, the holy name.
I zapravo sve počinje sa praksom Svetog imena.
All right, I thank you very much that you listened to me so patiently.
Zahvaljujem vam se što ste me tako pažljivo slušali.
I'm always a little sorry that everything takes double as long with that due to the my inability to speak nice Croatian.
Meni je žao što sve to skupa uvijek mora trajati dvostruko duže zbog moje nesposobnosti da govorim hrvatski.
All right, I wish you all the best. I think what we should do now is make a little pause of about 10 minutes and or 15 minutes even, and then those of you who still have time to stay on I want to show a wonderful slideshow of Vrindavan. This is really the best which I have.
Sada ćemo učiniti jednu pauzu od 15 minuta i za sve vas koji imate vremena ostati ovdje, pokazat ćemo jednu prekrasnu slide projekciju iz Vrindavana, ona je najljepša koju imam.
Hvala puno.